This is a conversation between John Young, Jimmy Turnbull, and Andy Joyce from the Blue Bell Belfort on the 20th of July, 1949.
All natives of Belfort.
Is that
what?
Right? Are you all natives of Belfort?
Yes. All natives of Belfort. Well, Andy, can you remember that night? When I come to you, it was about Thursday night before Jubilee night, you know. And I says, what are you going to do about it?
I can remember the night well.
Uh-huh. Well, there was going to be no dean, you know.
No, I believe it.
You know what I mean?
I quite believe it. And I'll tell you this much, if it hadn't been for those you lads, we'd had nothing. Uh-huh. And I really believe if we had the best in Northumberland, if not in England.
What do you think
about it?
I think she went up all right, and then the novelty was good, man. Now we've got the faces blacked up and got the old band rigged up the ground.
Aye, of course, that was Coker's idea. Coker's idea, it was right through. And of course, he got money to help me, you know. But if it hadn't been for the flutes, John Young, I'll be here and them, you know. We hadn't much of a band, they were pathetic, right enough. It was really pathetic. Now, what have you said, Johnny?
Aye, but the best thing about it was, you know, we had Charlie there. He was sitting on the cross with his bugle. And, you know, when he gave the call, all the lads turned out there. And what a surprise for that work.
Because they had turned out different corners. Nobody knew they were coming.
We never knew what they were coming at all.
Never knew. But honest and truly, do you not think it's the best laugh, really? Was Andy Joffrey's bad feet.
Oh, I can mind a foot on. Oh, dear me.
Everybody was laughing at Andy.
I was hitting his heel. He was in the front, you know, the leader of the band. And I was next. And I was hitting his heels and to remind him to get a move on, like.
Well, I'll tell you what he said. Hey, Mark, but I thought about it when I was in at the North Bank especially. I could hear the flutes now and again. Now and again, I hear the moose organs, you know. Then the melody was shaving.
Well, yeah.
I didn't know when I was in tune, when I was in tune, or anything at all.
No, I can quite believe that, of course. How many pains have you?
Oh, we had a lot of pains, but I thought it was very pathetic when we went up the hill, because half of them was staggering, you know. They could come over here, aye, but going up the hill was not as good.
But mine, we played,
and I could get it this much. We started at 12 o'clock at day, and we went down till 1:30 in the morning, and never stopped. And still they said I had bad feet. And I was kind of wonder about leaving them. And I tell you this much, there was worse feet than me, although I last told you. That's all.
Aye, but when you got on the gas line, you went.
Oh, I dropped then.
I think you could have now.
Jimmy, can you mind that?
Aye. Can you mind when we stopped coming over the cars, when last night I want a big drum?
Aye, he was up for 3 or 4 days. He must have been a lot of you.
I was all coming off the car, and I moved the car gate. And when we got down the bank, halfway down the bank, and Andy says, well, what is with a big drum?
Oh, aye, that was our way, but if you got me, that was a pity, you know, he lost the dead folks, you know. And it's cold enough, but I had to keep him.
We still kept going on because we were going to dancing.
Ah, but we smiled that day. I think the sale, honest and truly, is the best in England. In fact, I hear it many a time since that could not understand how we had done it in such a short time.
Wonderful.